Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, spiritual gangsters. Welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Pieraldi, and today we're going to flip the script on something that quietly runs the show for a lot of people. Mindset. Specifically, we're talking about moving from a scarcity mindset into abundance mindset. And trust me, this shift, it changes everything. Your money, your relationships, your energy, your opportunities, and even how you talk to yourself when no one is listening. Now, if you just rolled your eyes thinking, ugh, here we go, another person telling me just to think positive and suddenly I'll win the lottery. Relax, you know me. I'm not here to serve you watered down fluff. I'm here to serve it straight with a side of sass and a whole lot of truth. So grab your coffee, tea, or let's be honest, that half cold cup in the microwave, you probably are going to reheat 3 times today. And let's get into it. Scarcity mindset, the sneaky villain. Scarcity is sneaky. It doesn't just show up in your bank account. It hides in your calendar, your relationships, your career choices, your inner dialogue. Scarcity is that constant whisper, there's not enough. Not enough time, not enough love, not enough money, not enough opportunities, not enough you. It's the voice that tells you, if I don't take this job, I'll never get another one. If I don't say yes to them, they'll leave me. If I don't do everything myself, nothing will get done right. Sound familiar? Yeah, I lived there for a long time. Scarcity had me gripping life so tight I could barely breathe. Here's the thing. Scarcity doesn't come from greed. It comes from fear. Fear of being left out, left behind, or left with nothing. It's survival mode dressed up as being realistic. But here's the hard truth. When you live in scarcity, you block yourself from even seeing abundance when it's right in front of you. Abundance mindset, the glow up. Now let's talk about abundance. And no, abundance doesn't just mean fat stacks of cash falling from the sky. Although hey, if that happens, please record.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Cash falling from the sky. Although, hey, if that happens, please record it for TikTok, because I want to see. Abundance is a vibe. It's trust. It's knowing there's more than enough opportunities, love, resources, joy, energy for everyone. Abundance is saying no to something because you know better is coming. Celebrating someone else's win because you trust yours is on the way. Letting go of white-knuckle control because you believe life is happening for you, not to you. Abundance is walking into a room knowing you belong, not because someone gave you permission, but because you already carry value. It's flow. It's freedom. It's peace. Story time. My pivot. Let me pull back the curtain just for a minute. You know I've been through my fair share of storms. My marriage ending, losing my mom on Christmas morning, and then losing my grandma 13 months later, navigating my daughter's diabetes diagnosis, and losing my job all in the same breath. Scarcity mindset ran the show during those years. I was constantly in what if it all falls apart mode. What if I can't do this? What if we don't make it? What if this pain never ends? But here's what shifted. When I started leaning into abundance, when I stopped obsessing over everything missing and started focusing on what I did have, the energy changed. Opportunities started showing up. Support appeared from places I couldn't have planned. Scarcity had me focused on the cracks. Abundance helped me see the light coming through those cracks. Practical ways to shift into abundance. Okay, let's get into the meat of it. Here are some ways to start shifting. Gratitude is non-negotiable. Scarcity says, look at what's missing. Abundance says, look at what's here. My morning gratitude practice, game changer. Before my feet hit the floor, I write down 5 things I'm grateful for. And yeah, sometimes it's deep, like my children's health. And sometimes it's my coffee didn't taste like battery acid today. Both count. Language check. Scarcity hides in your words. I can't afford that. I don't have time. I'll never be able to. Words are spells. Instead of slamming doors with your language, reframe them. I'm choosing to spend differently right now. That's not a priority for me this season. I'm open to new ways of making this happen. Celebrate others. Scarcity makes you jealous. Abundance makes you inspired. When you see someone else thriving, instead of must be nice, try, if it's possible for them, it's possible for me. Other people's wins don't subtract from yours. They expand what's possible. Release control, aka unclench. Scarcity has you gripping like life is one big game of tug of war. Abundance is open hands. It's trust. Practice surrender. Say out loud, I trust that what's meant for me will not pass me by. And then breathe. Dream bigger. Scarcity shrinks your vision. I'll just settle for this. Abundance says, what if I allowed myself to imagine more? If your goals don't scare you a little, they're too small. Mini guided visualization, stepping into abundance. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, in which case, please don't. Take a deep breath. Inhale abundance, exhale scarcity.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Inhale abundance, exhale scarcity. Picture yourself holding 2 heavy bags. One is labeled scarcity. Inside, fear, doubt, jealousy, comparison, not enoughness. Feel how heavy it is. Now imagine setting that bag down. Now look at your other hand. This bag is labeled abundance. Inside, trust, gratitude, joy, opportunity, flow. Notice how much lighter it feels? Notice how your body relaxes just holding it? See yourself walking forward carrying only abundance. How do you move differently? How do you breathe? Who are you becoming when you live from this place? Take one more deep breath. Open your eyes. Welcome to abundance. Reflection and journal prompts. Write these down or reflect on them later. Where in my life am I operating from scarcity right now? What would abundance look like in this area instead? What belief about not enough am I ready to let go of? How can I celebrate someone else's abundance this week? What's one small way I can show trust in the flow of life today? Here's the truth, spiritual gangsters. Scarcity is a prison we don't even realize we're living in. But abundance, that's liberation. Shifting from scarcity to abundance isn't about ignoring challenges. It's about choosing to see possibility even in the middle of them. It's about moving from fear to trust, from lack to gratitude, from clenched fists to open palms. When you make that shift, everything changes. Opportunities multiply, relationships deepen, and your energy speaks abundance before you even say a word. So this week, I challenge you. Notice abundance. Celebrate the little things. Your coffee, your child's laugh, the sunbeam that sneaked through your window. Because the more you notice abundance, the more it grows. All right, my loves, thank you for hanging out with me today. If this episode hit home for you, share it with a friend who needs to hear that abundance is their birthright too. And remember, stay strong, stay soulful, and as always, keep living like a spiritual gangster.
This audio was created with Podcastle.ai.